I feel like an individual is being singled out, and you don't want them to ever have access through that road to get to his property.
They have, we drove it yesterday. They have excellent roads, and they're paved, but there's excellent roads over in their subdivision.
Okay.
You know? And they've put in a nice drive going to that road now, but they haven't done the rest of it over to our property. But whenever he went into the address, that's where he said his house was on that street, which it's not. His part is vacated. It's not even intended to be a street.
I don't. I mean, is there a 911? I'm looking to see if Tammy's in here.
And I might comment that there is a gate that crosses that area at the present time, and that gate has been in that location since very possibly late 04, very possibly that long. And the section between the west property line and the west end of the cul-de-sac has never been improved. It is not, no one has went through there. It has actually some scrubby trees and things growing up, and it's never been maintained by the county.
Is it true that recently there was an attempt to take those gates down?
Yes, there was an attempt recently to force us to take those gates down.
And part of what you're doing is in reaction to that?
Yes, that is correct. We were not aware that the west part of that road had been vacated.
So was that leading the witness? Was that leading the witness? I said, was that leading the witness?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
He's playing attorney, too.
We're not like those guys over there. And lady. There's a young lady over there now, too. Again, I'm assuming you were trying to move the gates?
Me?
No, ma'am.
Oh. No, I asked the county to move the gates.
Whose gates are they?
Well, my understanding is Mr. Alton's put them up on their own county property. So they've been abandoned to the county for several years.
May
I believe since 09.
I met with, he come by when I was mowing my yard at in the subdivision, and told me that he was going to take the gates down that weekend. And he also told me the county said they would take them down for him. Randy, he said Randy told me he would take them down. Well, I said, well, if the county's going to take them down, let them take them down. Don't get involved. That was my advice.
Okay.
And I think, speaking for the homeowner association, the biggest concern we have is that if you allow someone to have a private drive that comes in there, they can also write an easement. Being a developer, I understand you can write easements anywhere on your property you want to let people have access without going to planning and zoning or anything. And there's 85 lots back in there, and I'm sure there's 40, 30 some plus, maybe 40 some that the owners and folks have. And so if we allow, we don't know what the future could hold. We don't know, and he may sell it to somebody else. It may do something else if he has access there. There used to be restrictions on the subdivision. It was platted in 1971 or 70-71, somewhere in there, where the rules were changed, were different, and they passed it before you had to have sewer systems and this sort of thing. I mean, that many lots would require today of that small would require a sewer system installed. But it came in before. And now that the restrictions that were filed years ago have ran out, anyone can sell homes, and don't get me wrong, everybody has a right to have a place. But they can sell older homes. There's nothing stopping from bringing in single wives at 20 years old or anything like that, or sell to people that have RVs or whatever to have a place in there. And he may never have that idea or ever want to do that. But this problem is that we are at the mercy of whatever they decide to do, and we have no choice in it. We have no say in it. So if we vacate that portion, it's always in our hands, in the homeowner association hands.
So your goal is to protect the whole subdivision?
Yes. And from what we have the future, maybe they have actual good access now. And also, you can't imagine, you know, people coming from different parts of the country that invested their life savings into the area there. And it's an area that, when we first came there, wasn't quite so blossoming with new homes and things. And since the subdivision has made quite a difference in the area and have caused a lot of people to buy out there in the area because of the quality of homes that people see. And if you have any more questions for me, I'll be glad to answer.
This 25 feet, this section, looking at the map, you said you were mowing. Who maintains that? Who mows that?
I do. I mow around there all the time. Always have. I mow the whole subdivision. Very seldom does the county ever mow the right-of-ways because we pretty well keep them mowed. There might be two or three that spots that people don't mow that I don't get to, but at least I do it so often, and the county does too when they drive through there. They do mow, and they do a very good job out there taking care of things.
Do you,
but they've never maintained anything beyond the cul-de-sac itself. In fact, they chip and sealed all the roads out there, but that was the ranch road, and not getting sealed for this past couple of years.
Randy, that's a county road.
Yes.
That 25 foot half go, would it be split in thirds?
It is my, I believe you're right, but it's my understanding that all of the owners of the adjacent land are going to convey that to the POA. And it will be, by the time we're finished, if this relief is granted, by the time it's finished and replatted, it will all be in the POA. Am I correct?
Yes, that is what the intention is.
Would a portion of it also go to the Owens family? And the Steinmetz family?
They only own to the west side of the property line, of our property line, so we're only looking at the east side.
If we're giving up 25 feet, would that not then split?
I think when they vacated the other road, they got half of each.
And we were unaware that the road was being vacated from the west property line going on west when the Owens vacated that. We were not notified and were unaware of it totally. We were not allowed to comment.
Also, the land originally came out of my property. We owned the land, so I'm assuming that the previous owners that dedicated the road would go back to them.
I'm not a lawyer. But you'd have to ask these two.
There are arguments both ways. There are some that think that absent any other conveyance, it goes back to the original developer. There are the practice, probably most common practice, is what you're referring to, which is the property owners on either side meet in the middle. And then, of course, there's always the chance for a judicial determination.
His address is River Ranch Road. If they cut off access to it, but there's no access to it now. Does he still keep the same address?
His address would come off of Jerry's.
Thank you.
And I might comment that the road going from the west property line, continuing on west, was never named. And then whenever we platted the subdivision, we named all of the roads in the subdivision, and we named the that particular road, River Ranch, and apparently that's why that extended on. It was not named previously.
Okay.
And we filed the plat in August of 2005.
Question for Tammy, when was the, has the address always been River Ranch Road for the Orangeses since they've moved there?
For
911.
The one that was assigned for River Ranch Road?
Yes.
For the 357, is that what it is?
What's your address?
Sorry?
What's your address?
375. I can go find out when that was assigned. It was recent, I believe.
It was done last year.
Last year, okay. I can go find out when that was assigned.
And what was it before then?
That was a newly assigned address, I believe.
It was.
Yeah.
I've gone to Road and Bridge to make sure that the county maintained road on driveway.
If that isn't an address off of River Ranch Road, what it would be assigned as, it would be a Journey's End address.
Let me ask you guys, you said something about, or somebody's talking about the gates. Randy said the county would take them off, or anyways, what are you wanting? You're just wanting the gates down, or you want to be able to access and use that road?
Mm-hmm. I want to put a hard surface driveway up to that cul-de-sac so I have access. I have no intentions of developing that area. Well, I've already had it replatted as agricultural.
Let me ask this question. Mm-hmm. I just want to ask a question. Right now, you're accessing it via Jernigan, whatever, what's the name? My map just...
Journey's End.
Journey's End, my map just quit on my computer for some reason. So right now you're accessing it through Journey's End.
Correct.
And I'm asking you and Mr. Cotty, is there a way to create, we do this, is there a way to create an easement that protects this, the subdivision and keeps any development or, you know, something that says in lieu of any development you can access as soon as you do anything, then the easement's null and void? I mean, is there a way to work this out to where everybody's happy? And
I think there's a way to limit an easement. I think there's a way to limit an easement.
So, but still get, I'm assuming there's no problems with the crowd, with the landowners, for him personally, one person to access it.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Being that I have been in development for quite some time, I have had to vacate roads and subdivisions that were already paved. There is one fact that they've established, that you cannot vacate lots. You can vacate roads, but you can never vacate lots. And so even in my subdivision, there was hundreds and hundreds of lots. We added them together. We could add them together.
Right.
Or we could have left them like they were. So no matter what, anyone can come back, put an easement in where they want to put a road, and those lots will still remain no matter what. They cannot be erased. There's no statute in the state of Missouri that allows you to vacate lots.
No, but they can be replatted.
They can be replatted, but they cannot be eliminated. So what I'm trying to say is, him or anyone down the road in the future can say, I'm going to sell this lot to so-and-so. And as long as they can prove that they can get a legal septic system on it, they can get a building permit for that lot, or they can add another lot to it. And it can always be a question of what a person, whoever in the future may own the property, can do. You can never forget that part unless they come up with a statute of state of Missouri that says you can eliminate lots. And they would have to eliminate all the lots to do that.
I guess, and I'm not trying to be... Any concerns that you guys have about either be development agricultural use, any use, he has the right to do. He just doesn't have the right to